Quiet in Atlanta and Milledgeville. Slayton at Capitol. The Atlanta Constitution. Wednesday, 23rd June, 1915. Page 9, Column 2. Detachments of the military and the Governor's Horse Guard remained on duty yesterday and last night in the vicinity of Governor's country home, on Peachtree Road, and are still there this morning. Martial law prevailed within a radius of a half mile of the home estate. An attended city was thrown up during Tuesday in order that the National Guardsmen might rest and maintain the military life necessary to continued martial operations. In Milledgeville, Leo M. Frank rested. Today he will be assigned to labor upon the farm. For the time being, until he recovers the strength lost by his 2 years of confinement, he will be given light tasks. Later, he will be given the work of the average prisoner. Late Tuesday afternoon, he reported that he was feeling in fit physical condition. He was cheerful. He smiled and chatted with prison officials. Many of the prisoners, their curiosity excited, found him an affable conversationalist at times. All is quiet in Milledgeville, too, it was reported. Officials say there is no evidence of trouble now or even in the future. The men arrested Monday were arraigned in police court Tuesday. Many were dealt with summarily, while not a few were dismissed with rebukes from Judge Johnson. Patterson visits farm. Prison Commissioner T.E. Patterson visited the state farm at Milledgeville yesterday afternoon, where he talked with Leo Frank and conferred with prison officials. He was assured that normal conditions had been restored. No disturbance of any nature was reported at Milledgeville or the adjacent community. A volume of mail was received by Frank from all parts of the country. Many letters came from New York offering consolation and commending the action of Governor Slayton. Most of his time on Tuesday was spent in going over the mass of letters. He would not receive reporters or correspondents Tuesday afternoon or night. Judge Patterson, after viewing the situation in Milledgeville, departed. Governor at Capitol. Governor Slayton came down to his office at the Capitol on Tuesday shortly before noon and spent the entire afternoon there attending to routine matters. A large number of legislators were waiting in the reception hall to see him all of the afternoon, and various delegations called upon him in the interest of friends who are desirous of being appointed to the judgeship vacancies in the Stone Mountain and the Flint circuits. There was no disturbance upon the Capitol grounds, whatever on Tuesday.